14th parak of Yevamos, Mishnah Dalid. Another Mishnah of combinations of Cheyoshim and Pikchim in marriage. Shnei Achim, Echad Cheyosh ve'Echad Pikeach. Oh, now it's a little more complicated because a Cheyosh, no matter what he does, his marriage will be Derabbanan. The Pikeach, depending on who he marries, could possibly be a marriage Doraisa. And they're married, and Nesuim L'Shtei Achoyos Pikchois. So if both sisters were Pikchois, healthy wives, and it comes out that one of them has a kedushin d'oraisa and one has a kedushin d'rabbanan. Meis cheirish baal hapikachas. The cheirish married who's married to the pikachas dies, so basically he has a kedushin d'nesuin d'rabbanan. Mayas pikach baal hapikachas. What would the other brother do? Teitze mishum achas isha. He can't do anything because his brother married his wife's sister. His wife is married to him d'oraisa. So surely I can't do Yibum to the sister of his wife. That's a regular case of Achos Isha, which is Erva Deraisa. What happens the other way around? Meis Pikach Baal Pikachas. The healthy husband and wife that had a Kedushin Deraisa died. Mayas Echesh Baal Pikachas. What will the Cheirish do? Now this is a little confusing. Why? Because the Cheirish, we should say that this is his wife's sister. But the truth is, it's not really his wife derisa. His wife is only wife derabbanan. So on a derisa level, he should really be doing yibum. But the problem is, why should he do yibum? Because it's not in a derisa level, he's not married to the sister. The problem is, how can he do yibum? It's derabbanan. It's his wife's sister. So memeila moitzi ishtei get. He has to divorce his wife because she is the sister of his yavama. And with derisa, he's supposed to be doing yibum. Veishes achiv asura la'olam, and he cannot do Yibum to the Eishes Achav either, since at the time of the death of the brother was also to do Yibum because Midrabanan, she was his wife's sister. He can't do Yibum.